Hello, my friends. Welcome to this episode. Okay, as always, I wanna share some notes that I took from listening to AJ Hook podcast. And yeah, I was listening to episode number 830. Just a minute. I lost it, yeah. My goodness sake, where is it? 844. Your success superpower. Do this daily. Okay, so let's get started and consider the notes of this episode. Okay. This episode was so helpful and I learned many things and I wanna share them with you. Okay, your success superpower, do this daily. Okay, what should I do daily? The thing is, the superpower is thinking. Okay, the superpower is thinking. AJ Hook talked about his life. He said, when I started my business, I did journaling, or I wrote my thoughts in my notebook every single day, and he said this work helped me so much to figure out what I want from life. Okay. And yeah, so the thing is, have a habit of thinking. For example, you say, I wanna think, for example, every, I don't know, every even or on even days, or I don't know, every day. Okay, something like that. So have a habit of thinking. And he said, emotion is not good when you're making decision. As you know, we say this, for example, when you're angry or when you're so happy, don't decide to do something, okay? For example, when you're happy, don't say, yeah, I wanna, for example, start my business, I wanna do that, and etc., okay? So emotion is not good when you're making decision. Therefore, don't make decision when you're emotional, okay? And and then he talked about question, the value of asking question. He said, ask this question from yourself. What questions do I need to ask myself? And ask better questions, okay? For example, most of us think about bad questions and ask a bad question. For example, we say, why I'm poor? I don't know. Why my pronunciation is not so good? And so on, okay? We just focus on the negative side. We focus on negative questions. Instead of this, focus on positive questions. For example, say this, how can I get, for example, how can I succeed in my business? How can I, for example, get married? Or how can I have a good relationship with myself or with my God or with every other with other people? Yeah. The thing is, ask better questions, okay? Don't focus on negative questions. Why I am poor? Why my business is not so good, and so on. Okay, so ask better questions. And he pointed to a great thing. You know, he said we have a cause and also symptom. Okay, symptom is, for example, let me give you an example. For example, we say, For example, our pronunciation is not so good, okay? So we shouldn't focus on the symptom. We should focus on cause. We should ask this question: Why my pronunciation is not so good? Okay, what caused to this problem? Or for example, why I am not a rich man? Why? Focus on the cause. For example, we say, yeah, because you don't put time to learn something new. Okay, because you don't start your own business. Because. Okay, so focus on cause, not symptom. Don't focus on these issues. For example, why this happened or this occurrence happened, why I am poor, why my wife is not so good, and so on. Okay, just focus on the cause. What caused to this problem? What caused to this situation? And go and fix it, okay? Or work on it. So focus on cause, not symptom. As you know, our beliefs are so important in our life. Because when we want to make a decision, we decide in terms of our beliefs, okay? For example, when we wanna, make money, we use our beliefs. For example, if our beliefs are, for example, making money is so tough, I can't make money is dirty, and so on. If our beliefs are this stuff, we can't make money. Okay, so the important thing is our beliefs are so important. Okay, so we should ask this question: what have I believed? Are they true? What have I believed? Are they true? We should challenge our beliefs. For example, starting a business or going into business is so difficult in these days. We should challenge our belief. For example, why starting a new business is so hard? Why? Yeah, so ask this question: what have I believed, and are they true? And also, we should be open to the new ideas. For example, if your belief is, for example, I must learn English through learning grammar, and I don't know, learning grammar rules and so on, challenge your belief, okay? Is there another way to learn English without grammar rules, for example? So be open to the new ideas. And the next thing he talked about is creating a process, creating a habit. He talked about this issue, for example, when a new year comes, all people say I wanna, for example, go into business, I don't know, I wanna learn English, I wanna learn programming, I don't know, I wanna learn how to swim, and so on. And when time goes or passes, we say, no, you know, I don't know, I can't do this, I can't learn swimming, I can't learn programming, I can't learn English, and so on. Okay, so the thing is, we should create a process, we should create habit. Okay, the habit, because the habit gives you success. Okay, habit gives you success, not, for example, intensity. Okay, you, for example, in a day, read English, for example, I don't know, for 9 hours a day, or I don't know, 15 hours a day. No, just we should have consistency. We should create a habit. For example, I want to learn English every day for 1 hour. Okay, I want to study English for 1 hour every single day. Okay, or every other day. I don't know. You choose. And so we should create a process. We should create a habit to reach our accomplishments. No, to reach our goals. Yeah. So yeah, and the final point I took is the best way to get rid of a bad habit is to replace it with good one. Okay, so the best way to get rid of a bad habit, for example, someone smokes a lot. Okay, assume someone who always smokes, and for example, smokes in the street. Yeah, so as you know, this is a bad habit, and he or she no, he, yeah, he is common. Yeah, he wants to get rid of this bad habit. He don't want to, he doesn't want, excuse me, he doesn't want to he doesn't want to cigarette, okay? To sigar keşiden diye, I don't know how to say this. Yeah, so he should replace this bad habit with a good one. For example, he says, for example, he always smokes at, I don't know, 5 p.m. Okay, in the afternoon, at 5 p.m. and he should replace this bad habit with a good one. Okay, for example, he says in the afternoon, every day in the afternoon at 5 p.m. I should, for example, drink a cup of tea, for example, okay, or drink a glass of water or something like that. Okay, so in this way he replaces that bad habit with a good habit, and in the long run he can get rid of that bad habit, that bad habit. Yeah, so the best way to get rid of a bad habit is to replace it with a good one. Yeah, that's it. This episode was so useful for me, and I love listening to AJ Hook. I love him so much. And yeah, that's it. And I hope this episode is useful for you. Thanks for listening. And if you have any ideas, you can comment it below section. Thanks for listening, and bye for now.